In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Coming together to celebrate these sacred mysteries, ladies and Monsignor, let us call to mind our sins. Ask the Lord for his forgiveness and his mercy. Sometimes I look at Pope Francis and I say, yeah, it's really easy for him. He's the Pope, right? He can go to our prison. He doesn't have to fill out forms. He doesn't have, like, the cardinal's appeal to do in his diocese, right? I say, why is he doing all that fun stuff? And here we are doing marriage prep and on and on and on. And yet, I know very much deeply in my heart that I need to actually do what the gospel says. How will you be separated? On his right or on his left? I think sometimes you can hear this gospel and say, oh, great, I'm too busy. But ultimately, what lies underneath all of that is an awareness of God's presence in the other person. Whether you feed, whether you clothe, whether you visit, it's all the same. What you did to them, you did it to me. It's interesting to pray about because it comes back to that whole thing of encounter and presence and awareness. And very much this was Mother Teresa's favorite gospel. I heard her talk about it 2 or 3 times in person, and Mother would talk about it. That is the least. That is me. And yet, what's the fear? It's a challenge, ladies, because ultimately what happens is the poor does sort of encroach upon us, take advantage, whatever it may be. They don't just show up. Not every poor person is grateful for the one piece of candy when they'd want 5. Let's not canonize people simply by being poor. But I think it's important to realize that the Lord is asking, do you see? Do you see my presence in the people who are naked, who are suffering around you? Do you recognize that? Because it brings us out of ourselves. It brings us out of the awareness that, you know, it's not about just what I want from this situation. I need this from this person. I need this from this. The Lord simply says, go serve, and you will find yourself. There's a saying that I was reading. It says, if you really want to find yourself, give to another. Give yourself to another. The author wrote another with a capital A. Christ, of course. But that's how we find ourselves. It's the great paradox of the Christian life. The more I give, the more I receive. But I can't hold on. I have to freely let it go. 2 things to take away. Number 1, do I recognize the call of the gospel, the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy? And how are you as women putting these into play in your life? In some smaller way, from making sandwiches for the poor with your kids or doing little things for other people. It can be as simple as you doing it on your own and giving that to the poor. But then secondly, to doing it with an intention, like I'm aware that God is within. I'm aware that God is the recipient. And I do this with the purpose of loving God and serving him. God comes to the poverty that we have. And this gospel is really about us. We are the naked one. We are the thirsty one. We are the ones in prison. We are the ones who are struggling with betrayal or whatever. And that's where we are. And Christ comes to us, and he feeds, he clothes us, he releases us from prison so that we may do it for another, so that we may do it for others. The great experience, as I've alluded to a number of times, is my trip to Mustard Seed. Monsignor had gone with us one time too. And I was always more drawn to like people who had struggles with addictions. I look back now and I see this. And I think that was because I saw that in my family. And then it could have been me. Then I was drawn to the poor because I understood what the poor were. I understood through my work with Mother and the Sisters what that poverty was. So I was immediately drawn to that because I could see a reflection of myself in their poverty. So we get ready to go to Mustard Seed. I'm like, I don't really work with folks with disabilities. It's just not been, it was not in my seminary formation. I catechized. I visited the prison. I did this. And there was this sort of this glass wall in front of me that says you don't go there because you don't see yourself as one who is disabled, as one who is limited. You don't reach out all the time asking for God. You don't call out to God. You don't do a lot of things. And I saw myself as one whose arms are paralyzed or whose voice is choked, that I don't call out. And I saw that's why I don't serve. I don't serve there because it was a place in my heart and in my life that I didn't see myself. It's something really to think about. Where you may not be serving is where you may not see yourself. I don't see myself in that poor person in front of me. You can do a lot of great religious things. Okay? Churchy and non-churchy. But if there isn't that awareness that what is very much in front of you is you in that poverty, you'll just keep going away from it. There's always going to be too much to do. And you won't go there. So I'm going to sit, but I'm going to ask you, what is it that you don't see yourself doing? And don't say nothing, because that's pride. What is some area where you don't see yourself serving? And that's where you need to recognize yourself before Christ. Is it the naked one? The lonely one? The addicted one? Is it the prostitute? Is it the hungry, thirsty one? The abandoned one? There's something there. When you sit and you allow Christ to speak, you will say, that's why this glass wall is in front of you. But there is the healing. That's the place of healing. Let us ask the Lord, as we sit just for a couple minutes, what is that place that I resist, where I don't want to go? And you will see that may be a place of grace for you in the future. Let us pray. That's not on my notes. I don't have any notes here, okay?
I haven't used a note the whole week.
Yeah. And by the way, this is a Roman missal. Just I want to introduce you to
that's a Jesuit one. It's set up different.
We pray, O Lord, that in receiving your sacrament, we may experience help in mind and body, So that kept safe in both, we may glory in the fullness of heavenly healing through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for God's blessing. Enlighten the minds of your people, O Lord, we pray, with the light of your glory, that they may see what must be done and have the strength to do what is right. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou,
Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam around the world, seeking the ruin of souls.